From Hollywood, California, and an Allied base in Naples, Italy, Autolite brings you Everything for the Boys, the command theater of the air starring Mr. Ronald Colman and his guest for the night, Miss Ingrid Bergman. Everything for the Boys is presented by the Electric Autolite Company and its 22 great manufacturing plants. Builders of precision equipment for 35 years. World famous for Autolite spark plugs, batteries, wire, cable, and electrical systems for automotive, aviation, and marine use. Now, here's your host, Mr. Ronald Colman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A flight of fancy takes us tonight into the realm of the miter bin, as Ingrid Bergman and I portray two interesting people in Arch Oboler's dramatization of Death Takes a Holiday by Albert Casella. We will then take a more realistic flight with the aid of shortwave radio to Naples, Italy, and speak to two Coast Guardsmen stationed there at an Allied base. To them, and to all the men and women fighting the world over in the cause of freedom, we dedicate this global half hour.
American flyers have nicknamed it Elmer. The British call it George. We on the home front refer to it as an automatic pilot. Now, perhaps a name like Elmer or George is more fitting for this precision instrument because it's almost human. It has brain and muscle. Its control over a plane in flight is far more precise than that of any pilot, nerveless, unexcitable. The brain transmits an accurate signal to the hydraulic muscle to pilot the plane on a straight and level flight. Stop the roll and pitch. Keep it on the course. But an automatic pilot is not born. It is man-made. An ingenious example of precision manufacturing by the Autolite Aviation Products plant at Toledo, Ohio. They are working long hours every day, accurately building automatic pilots for Navy dive bombers. The lives of many Allied flyers, the success of operations, depend in great measure on the performance of this and other precision instruments. That's why accuracy to within 25 one-millionths of an inch in the manufacture of certain vital parts is required. This is indeed engineering know-how. Another example that the name Autolite means precision manufacturing.
And so I am at last to become immortal. I shall feel blood in my veins, warm blood of life. I shall feel my desire becoming flesh and my hunger taking the fire of blood. I, Death, do hereby take on the world, the flesh, and the devil. Forgive me, my friend. My sense of humor overcame me for a moment. And now shall we begin our interesting experiment?
The place, the garden surrounding Duke Lamberto's castle in Italy. The year is a very long time ago. The hour is just before midnight. A strange midnight.
Grazie, please. Please come into the house.
It's a strange night, isn't it, Corrado? Are those shadows or clouds driving across the moon?
Clouds, of course. Come into the house, Grazia. Your father will be angry enough with me when he hears how close I came to smashing up his car.
But Corrado, look!
What is it?
The shadow. Don't you see it?
Yeah.
It's like the one we saw on the road just before we struck.
Oh, stop it. Why do you let your imagination go like that? It's just a cloud passing over the moon.
Oh, this has been the strangest night I've ever known.
Come into the house, I beg of you.
Another inch on that curb and we would have died. Why didn't we die tonight, Corrado?
Why must you think of it?
Grazia!
There, it's your father. Come
on. No, you go to him. Tell him I want to stay here a little while.
Grazia, Corrado!
Coming, sir. Grazia, I didn't love him.
Grazia, answer me!
It's all right, sir. She's in the garden.
What do you mean, sir, getting back so late? Where is my daughter? It's Grazia.
Grazia?
Grazia, where are you? Corrado, what is it?
She fainted, I imagine, sir.
Grazia, his father. What is it? Tell me.
Don't let it come in.
What did she say?
Here, Corrado, help her up.
Oh, yes, yes.
Grazia, look at me. Oh, what frightened you?
Mother, I don't know what it was. There was something cold and terrible. Oh, Father.
Grazia, you're safe now, believe me.
Try and tell us what it was, Grazia.
I was sitting by the fountain. It was all so peaceful, so beautiful. Suddenly I felt as if something wonderful were about to happen, and then...
Grazia.
Then a cold wind seemed to touch me, but it wasn't a wind because all the leaves were still.
Oh, Grazia.
I felt someone behind me running. There wasn't any sound, but someone was running. I turned and I saw...
Well, what did you see?
A shadow. A terrible shadow, and yet it wasn't a shadow. Oh, Father.
Corrado, take her back to the house.
Yes, sir. Come on, darling. It's all right now.
Send out the servants. We'll search the ground.
Yes, sir.
Who is it? Who are you?
Look at my face.
But is this some horrible masquerade, is it?
No. I am, or I was, until I crossed your threshold. Death.
Death?
Do not be so afraid. I am sleep, too, and the fulfillment of dreams. I am about to take a holiday.
A holiday?
Yes, think of it. For the first time in history, no man will die. For 3 days, not a leaf will fall or star from heaven.
But why are you doing this?
To discover why men fear me as they do.
You do not know?
What could terror mean to me who have nothing to fear? And I would like to know something about love.
Love?
It is the word most often on the lips of man when he goes with me. Love must be something desirable that makes men fear me. My dear Duke Lamberto, will you accept me for these 3 days as your guest?
As my guest?
Oh, do not be alarmed. I shall appear as Prince Circe of Alexandria. My presence in your house will not be a menace, but a protection.
Thank you.
There is one condition. You alone are to know my secret. If you tell your daughter or your guests, I shall leave instantly as a mortal and return as death.
Grazia?
Yes, Corrado.
Have you seen the newspapers this morning?
No.
Absolutely amazing. There hasn't been a fatal accident, any death of any sort for that matter, in the last 24 hours. Grazia, you haven't been listening to me.
Oh, Prince Circe, who is he? What do you know of him?
Why, he's a friend of your father's. Why do you ask?
I want to know about him.
Why?
When I'm talking with him, I have a sense of...
What?
When he's not with me, I still feel him present.
I don't like him. Thank heavens he leaves tonight at midnight. For Grazia, you shiver. I'll get you your wrap.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Your Highness.
Titles are much too formal for you and me.
How should I call you then, Prince Circe?
Call me your friend.
I like to be called Grazia by my friend.
Grazia.
You make it sound like music.
I could say so much more.
You're being very kind.
I wonder if I am being kind.
Well, perhaps I should have said gracious.
No, not gracious either. In these hours I have been among you, I have discovered that even the mightiest must plead for certain favors.
Oh, I should think you would never have to plead.
On the contrary, I am feeling strangely humble for the first time.
And I, too, feel strangely.
Yes?
Once, when I was very ill, I had a dream. I was standing alone on the top of the world, and all the mysteries of the world were clear to me. I knew all truth for a moment, and I was so content.
Well?
When you are near me, I feel as if once again I'm going to know the truth.
Grazia! Grazia! Yes. Oh, Grazia, I have been looking for you.
Good morning, sir. Little Grazia and I have been exchanging compliments. It is a very pretty custom of your society.
Forgive me, Your Highness, but she has work to do.
Yes, of course. Will you forgive me, my friend?
Yes, I forgive you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, lovely little Grazia.
Is there anything I can do for you, Your Highness?
No, except not to interfere.
Forgive me, I do not understand.
You asked me once if this was a masquerade. It was at first. I was playing a game for my amusement. But now I am caught and being carried blindly toward...
Toward what, Your Highness?
Toward something I had not foreseen. Toward that which gives life its meaning and its grandeur. Toward...
Yes?
Love.
Who is it? Who?
I warn you, no one must hinder me. Is that clear?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Now, here comes Corrado. He, too, is a lover, is he not? How unfortunate.
Your Grace, Your Grace.
Tell him nothing. You hear me? Nothing.
Your Grace, where is Grazia?
Grazia.
What is it, sir? What's the matter? Oh, look, there she is. She's going off into the woods with him.
Grazia, wait, I want
to... No, don't call them. After them, don't...
Let go of me. Why are you stopping
me? I forbid you to move.
Are you out of your mind?
He can kill us, all of us.
Kill?
Who is this prince? Tell me. Tell me.
The one that all men dread. His Majesty. Death. Amusing himself. On a holiday. Grazia.
Need to speak, do we, Grazia?
Thoughts are so much clearer than words.
Then perhaps you can tell me what I've been doing in the garden.
I think I can, almost.
Tell me. I want to hear it from your lips.
I think you've been holding life in your hands, as I do sometimes. I think you've been a little afraid of its beauty.
Come close to me.
Yes.
I have been walking in a garden that was full of you, and under a sky that sang of you. Your laughter was in a wind that went by and touched my hair.
I stood looking at the sky, and the night was bright with the thought of you.
Grazia.
Ever since I saw you, I have wanted... Oh, what is this that has happened? Who are you?
Circe.
I don't mean that. You seem to come from a distant place.
I do come from far away.
Beneath
but...
your words, there is a sound that I've heard in dreams, and sometimes when there's a storm in the mountains. And when you leave me, the light goes from the sky. You seem like the mystery that is always just beyond my reach. Something that draws and frightens me.
Oh, Grazia. Grazia, don't be afraid of me. I am Circe, who needs your warmth and your beauty more than any man could need them.
Do you need me?
Grazia, listen to me. I am a great power, and I am humble before you. And tonight I must go back to my distant kingdom.
Will you take me?
Take you?
Yes, I should be so unhappy alone. Take me with you.
No, I must not. But, Grazia, let me hold you once and feel your life. You are the meaning of beauty that I must know. Grazia, let me hold you and feel that last ecstasy and know that I have lived.
Oh, my love, my love, my love.
If they'd only come back...
He must come back.
All we can do is wait.
What if he doesn't come back?
He knows I broke my promise. He'll come back.
And Grazia?
I don't know. I don't know.
Speak of time.
Is it almost dawn or midnight or early in the evening? Oh, Sergei, how you've made the hours run together.
My love.
My love. When you say the bell rings somewhere in my heart.
And now in mine.
Why do you sigh?
It is almost time.
To go?
Yes.
And I'll be with you. I always will now, you know. Oh, Sergei, I should have been so unhappy all alone.
Grazia! Oh, Grazia!
Father?
Your grace, have you found...
Oh, Grazia. Grazia, how could you? This man...
So, my host, you have broken your promise.
Oh, your highness. You came to this house asking to be received as a mortal. You said no harm would come to us.
Yes.
No harm has come. I have found my love.
There is a code among men, sir, which requires that one shall not violate good faith. I asked you, sir, to respect that code.
Because I assumed your flesh, must I assume your weakness?
But, Father, listen to me. No harm has come to any of us.
Your Highness, be as generous as you are great. You came in search of human experience. Compassion, sir, is the highest emotion man can know. I beg of you for the life of Grazia.
And I
thank you.
Father, Corrado!
What do you want me to do?
Before you take Grazia away, tell her who you are and let her choose.
Who he is?
Let her see your face. As I first saw it.
No. Even Grazia was born to fear this face.
Fear you? But why?
Show her your face. You gave me your word.
All right. You've talked enough. I'm caught by my own folly. I gave myself life and with it the little rules by which it is lived. And now I must bow to those rules. What a sublime joke.
Sergei, tell me why you are unhappy suddenly. And Father and Corrado, too.
If you understood.
But I want to understand. I must. You see, soon Prince Sergei and I are going to be together always.
Grazia, you can't.
But why not?
Because he is going far away, to a distant country. You could not live there.
But I couldn't live here without him. He's kind, Father, and more tender than anyone I've ever known. You always said to me I acted as if I were waiting for someone. I know now I was waiting for him.
Grazia, you do not know what you are saying.
But, Father, Father, why should you cry? Why are you all so strange? And why is it so dark? I wish you would be happy with me. I found my love, and there ought to be lights and music.
Speak to her, one of you, and tell her what you will.
But what is there to tell? Do you think there's anything I don't understand now? I love you, and no matter where you go, I'll go with you.
Your Highness, you must tell her. It's almost midnight.
I know. Grazia, I came to this house as a jest and made my love to you as a jest.
But why are you trying to destroy my love? Because they wish it. It was not a jest.
Grazia, stop smiling at me. It's true. Someone tell her, quickly, while there is time. Corrado, she's cold. Take her in your arms and give her warmth.
Grazia. Grazia, don't you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Grazia, won't you stay with me?
I can't, Corrado.
Grazia.
Duke Lamberto, there is only a moment. Say what you must or she is lost.
Grazia, my baby, my darling. Come into my arms. Grazia, don't you hear me? It is your father.
Father, I must go with him.
Grazia, listen to me while there is still time. If you went with me, you could never come back to them again.
You are my love.
You, her father. You, her betrothed. You still wish me to show her my face and destroy this happiness?
You must.
Grazia, my love, there is no more time left for me. Lamberto, Corrado, goodbye, my friends. Remember that there is only a moment of shadow between your life and mine. And when I call, come bravely through that shadow, and you shall find me only your familiar friend. Grazia. Look at me. See me as I am. Look at my face. Look, Grazia.
But I've always seen you like that. You are not changed.
You have seen me like this?
Yes. You seem beautiful to me. So kind a face. So full of the promise of eternal peace. Peace for those who suffer. Peace for those who are weary of the years. Yes. I think of a beautiful face that I dreamt of all my life. Give me your hand. I'm going with you.
Then there is a love which casts out fear, and I have found it. And love is greater than illusion and as strong as death.
Just heard Mr. Ronald Coleman and Miss Ingrid Bergman in Arch Oboler's radio dramatization of Death Takes a Holiday. Billy Van Ruten was the Duke, and Hans Conried played the role of Corrado. The original music was composed and conducted by Gordon Jenkins. In a moment, Miss Bergman will join Mr. Coleman to talk by shortwave with two American Coast Guardsmen at their base in Naples, Italy. But first, a word from Autolite. Keeping the essential wheels turning on American cars, trucks, and tractors is most important. The automobile dealers, garages, mechanics, and servicemen who are seeing the job is done deserve our thanks and our help. You can help if you'll do this. First, see your car is checked regularly so that trouble is corrected before it becomes serious. And if at all possible, arrange ahead to have repair work done. And then, see your car is in the shop or service station promptly at the time arranged. That helps your serviceman. When it comes to spark plugs, Autolite Plug Check Inspection Service, offered exclusively by Autolite spark plug dealers, will help keep your spark plugs at top efficiency. Correct spark plugs contribute to good gas mileage, easy start, full power. Faulty or improper plugs can waste gas and make engines hard to start. Cleaning and regapping maybe all your present spark plugs need. Tests conducted by the American Automobile Association show Autolite Plug Check Inspection Service may increase gas mileage as much as 12%. As a first step in helping your serviceman keep your car or truck in top condition, ask for a plug check now. All right, Mr. Coleman, the circuit is through to Naples, Italy.
All right. And now, Ingrid, we'll put on our 7-league boots, skip over a continent, hop an ocean, and go visiting over there.
All right, my boots are on, Ronnie.
That's fine. And now you'd better put this earphone on, too. Well, here we go. This is Ronald Coleman and Ingrid Bergman in Hollywood, calling the United States Coast Guard in Naples, Italy. Come in, Naples.
Hello, Hollywood. This is Commander Joe Karen speaking.
And Chief Yeoman Glenn Nelson standing by.
Hello, fellows. How are you?
Splendid, Mr. Coleman. Is Miss Bergman there, too?
Yes, right here. Hello, boys.
Hello, Miss Bergman.
This is the happiest moment of my life.
Glenn, we talked to your wife in Sayreville, New Jersey. She sent her love and also some news about Glenda, your daughter.
Well, that's swell.
She's only 17 months old, but Glenda can say daddy, mama, grandma, grandpa, car, and bye-bye.
Good for her. I got home after sea duty 2 days after she was born, and it seems 1,000 years since I left her.
Well, Glenn, we can't get you two together right now, but we'll do the best we can. We're going to send a record of your voice to little Glenda.
Gosh, thanks, Mr. Coleman. Glenda, honey, this is your daddy talking. There's a lot I want to tell you, but here's just a thing or two for now. Your grandpa and grandma live in a little town named Independence, Iowa. So, sweetheart, when you wonder why your daddy is not at home, just remember the name of that town, Independence. And, honey, I have a picture of you and Mummy on my desk. That's another picture beside it, too, a picture of Abraham Lincoln. That's three reasons why our daddy is away. So when he comes home, it'll be Independence everywhere.
That was wonderful, Glenn.
Yes, and that's a message for all of us over here.
Nelson meant it, too. He really has that picture of Abe Lincoln with him.
Commander, we know you've been 20 years in the Coast Guard. Is it true that you'll man the invasion landing craft?
That's right.
And what a job you're all doing. How do you like Naples, Commander?
Well, I prefer sea duty, but I like Naples better than the Atlantic escort run I had for 10 months. That was the coldest ever. I think my nose is still frozen.
Well, I know a little how you feel. I visited the troops in Alaska, and my nose froze, too. Commander, we got in touch with your wife, Alice, and daughter Joan Marie in Oxnard, California. They are fine.
Thanks, Miss Bergman. I always wanted to thank you.
Thank me for what, Commander?
For a memory.
A memory?
Yes, the memory of a song. You know, an old song can be sentimental, too, Miss Bergman. I saw you in Casablanca, and I'll never forget the melody of As Time Goes By.
Well, Commander, I'll never forget it either.
Miss Bergman, how about singing it for us?
Now, wait a minute. You know, I didn't sing that in Casablanca.
Yes, but I'm sure you know it.
Well, of course, I've heard it many times, and if I may have some musical help, I'll try it for you. You must remember this. The kiss is still a kiss. The sigh's just a sigh. The fundamental things apply. As time goes by, and when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely, no matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Very good. That was wonderful, wasn't it, men?
Sensational. Don't know how to thank you, Miss Bergman.
Well, I'll thank her for you, Joe.
Is that you, Alice?
Yes, that's right, Commander. It's your wife. We brought her down to the studio from Oxnard.
And me too, Daddy.
Oh, Joan Marie, darling.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, honey. How's my girl?
Just fine. You ought to see me, Daddy. I'm getting awfully grown up. Oh, gosh, Mother wants to talk, too.
Joe, we have just a minute. We found a new house and have just moved in. It's on 8th Street. We hope you'll soon be home to see it.
Oh, that's fine, Alice.
Time's up, Mr. Coleman.
Well, time's up, men.
We miss you, Joe.
Good night, Daddy. Here's a kiss.
Good night, Alice and Joan, and you, Mr. Coleman and Miss Bergman. It's been great.
And that goes for me, too. Good night.
Good night, men.
Good night.
Good night.
And God bless you.
We've all heard of the magnificent, life-saving work the Red Cross is doing, tending the sick and wounded. But there is another kind of sickness the Red Cross takes care of, homesickness. To millions of men overseas, the Red Cross clubs mean a glimpse of home. Naturally, such clubs cost money to maintain. But if your contribution could ease the heart of a single homesick boy, could you find it in your heart to turn him down? I think not.
Join us next week when the Electric Autolite Company again presents Everything for the Boys, your new global half hour, uniting the home front with the fighting fronts overseas. Your host, Mr. Ronald Coleman, will have as his guest Miss Ruth Chatterton in Arch Obler's radio adaptation of the comedy Holy Matrimony. Following the play, Mr. Coleman and Miss Chatterton will speak by shortwave with two United States Marines stationed somewhere in the Central Pacific.
Until next week, when Ruth Chatterton will be our guest, as well as two fighting Marines in the Pacific, this is Ronald Coleman saying good night to you and the boys, and God be with you.
This program is shortwaved all over the world. This is Frank Martin saying good night for Autolite.
Ingrid Bergman appeared tonight through the courtesy of David O. Selznick, whose newest picture, Since You Went Away, featuring seven top-flight stars, will soon be released. Louis Van Ruten is soon to be seen in the Paramount picture, The Hitler Gang. This program has come to you from Hollywood and Naples, Italy. This is the National Broadcasting Company.